Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is very, very exciting. Pesach is coming up, and as we know, usually Parshas Tzav is Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos that precedes Pesach. So we are going to talk, Mirtz Hashem, about Parshas Tzav. And in addition, Pesach, isn't that exciting? Well, it's exciting for me. It says in Parshas Tzav, Tzavis Aaron v'zban of Lemor, Zos Torah sa'ola, hi ola al mokta al mizbeach kol alayla ad aboker, ve'esh ha-mizbeach tukad bo. You should command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the ola, that is burning on the mizbeach all night, and the fire of the mizbeach should burn in it. Rashi says, what does it mean, Savis? Aaron ain Sav el Loshan Zeruz, Miyad Ulidoros. Explains Rashi that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Aaron to Moshe to command Aaron, the Loshan of Tzav is a Loshan of Zeruz, a Loshan of giving him a push, giving him, telling him to act with alacrity, Zeruz, Zrizus, for now, and for the generations. So we have to understand why this dafka, the carbon of Ola, is commanded Belashon Tzav, which is Zeruz. Why does an Ola need to be done with Zerizus, as opposed to all the other carbonos, which we already learned about earlier in Parashas Vayikra, where we don't talk about Zerizus? So what's the special connection between Zerizus and the carbon Ola? Furthermore, why do we have to give a special push here to Aaron and his sons? We know a rule that Kohanim Zrizimim, as it says in the Gemara. So why, Dafka, do we have to give a push to the Kohanim when their quality is that they're already pushed? They're already Zrizim. They're already going to do it with excitement. They're already going to do it with alacrity. So we know that Shabbos HaGadol was the 10th of Nisan, and the Jewish people were given the commandment on the 10th of Nisan, Mishchu kulachem tzol nemishpachoseichem v'shachatu ha-posach. You should draw and take for yourselves a sheep for your families, and you should shecht the Pesach. And the Medrash says that we have to take this Pesach already on the 10th, even though we're only shechting it on the 14th. Why is that? So the Medrash says, brought in the Torah Shlema in Os Ayin, because we have to do it bizrizus. Just like it says about Avram Avinu, that when he got up to do the Akedah Vayashkem Avram Baboker, he did it bizrizus. So too, we have to go bizrizus, and we have to take this carbon Pesach already on the 10th, even though it's only shechted on the 14th. We already have to take it on the 10th. So we see that the inyan of Shabbos HaGadol is an inyan of Zrizus. They had to take this animal on Shabbos HaGadol, on the Shabbos that preceded Pesach, even though it was 4 days before, they already took it 4 days earlier, even though it wasn't necessary yet to shecht until the 14th. They weren't allowed to shecht until the 14th. Only on the 14th was the mitzvah. And in order to do it b'Zrizus, they already took it on the 10th. So here we have a connection already between Parshas Tzav and Pesach, and Shabbos HaGadol. Parshas Tzav, we see that Tzav is Zrizus, that the Ola, they have to be pushed, they have to be told to be do it with Zrizus, Zeruz, Miyadu Ledoros. That's Parshas Tzav. And then we see Shabbos HaGadol is taking the carbon early, taking the carbon Pesach 4 days earlier to act with Zrizus, as the Medrash puts it, Zrizuse de Avram. We have to have Zrizus, just like Avram Ravino had Zrizus, so too we have to have Zrizus in taking the carbon Pesach 4 days earlier. So now we're going to learn a little bit about the connection between the carbon Pesach and Zrizus, and then everything is going to tie into Parshas Tzav, and we are going to live happily ever after. And we are going to be based these beautiful words of Torah on a shir given by the Tolna Rebbe in Parshas Tzav in the year Tovshin Samech Zayin. Ashrei Misha Shamo, Achshrei Misha Ra'ahu. It says in the Gemara in Meseches Pesachim that there were three groups of people who would check the Karban Pesach. Group number one, group number two, and group number three. The Gemara says in Psachim Samachay that the third group is called the Kasat Slanis. They're the lazy group. Says the Gemara, what can they do? The other groups got there first. You have to have a third group. So you have the first two and then they come. What do you want from their lives? Anyway, there has to be a third group. Says the Gemara, Iboiluhu lizruzei nafshayhu. They still should have been zrizim. Einachinami, there have to be three groups. Somebody has to be in the third group. However, the people in the third group should make sure that they're in the first or second group. The Gemara says, you can have a job that you can smell good from this job, and you can have a job you can work with leather, and you can smell not so good. So better work as a basam, work with spices that you walk out with a good smell, and not a job that you end up, a person could be a sanitation worker. The world needs sanitation workers. But fortunate is he who works in a besamim store and he smells good, and unfortunate is the person who doesn't smell so good who comes out of work, even though the world needs both. So enachinami, the world needs, we need the first group, the second group, and the third group. But woe unto he who is in the third group, it's better to be in the first or second group. So we see that there's a special relationship between Zerizus and the Korban Pesach. Iboiluhu lizruzei nafshayu is the Lashon of the Gemara. You have to have special Zerizus. Also, we find in the Gemara in Pesachim, Adav Peites, Amid Aleph, with respect to Zerizus, says that a person tells his children, I'm going to shecht the Korban Pesach, and whoever is the first of you to get to Yerushalayim, I'm shechting it for you, and you are Mizaka, your siblings. Why did he do this? Why would one do this? Says Rabbi Yochanan. Kedei lizarzen b'mitzvahs. He wants them to run to Yerushalayim to try to get there first, to be Mizaka, his siblings, in the Korban Pesach. So he makes a race, and he says, whoever gets them first is Zocha b'chelko, u'mizaka z'echavimo. As long as you're there, Rosh Ovarubo, you're in first. And that's lezarzen b'mitzvah. So again, we see this inyan of zeruz, and then the Gemara continues and says there was such a maisa where the father said this, and the girls got there first. They beat the boys. And the Gemara says you see that the benos were zrizos. They acted with alacrity. The girls, usually boys are faster than girls. Here the girls acted with alacrity, and the boys are shvalim. You see the contrast. Zrizus Revolba points this out. That the difference between if you could be a zariz, you can act with alacrity, and if a person doesn't act with alacrity, he's called a shafel, he's a low person. So there was such a maisa, the girls were zrizos, and the boys were shfalim. The girls wanted to be mezazocha in the Korban Pesach for themselves and their siblings. They acted with zrizos because that's what the Korban Pesach requires, zrizos. We also find in the Gemara that the Bnei Chabura in Psachim Adav Pehei were Zrizim. So Tosfos says, wait a second, here it says that the Bnei Chabura are Zrizim, but in Erevin we see that the Kohanim are Zrizim and the Bnei Chabura are not Zrizim. So are people in the group Zrizim or are they not? So Tosfos says it depends. If it's a chabura for the Korban Pesach, we assume the chabura of the group is zrizim. If it's not talking about the Korban Pesach, they're not zrizim. So with respect to the Korban Pesach, the Bnei Chabura are so zrizim, they're even more zariz than the Kohanim, says Tosfos. But when it comes to non-inyanei Pesach, then the Bnei Chabura are not considered zrizim. So we see again that there's a special relationship between the Korban Pesach and zrizis. We also find in Shmos Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches that Unkel has said on the Pasuk V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim u'mizarzin sliku b'nei Yisrael me'aret Mitzrayim. They went out with Zrizus, and in fact the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah writes the Nusach of his Haggadah, and there it says b'behilu yotzanu mi'mitzrayim, that on the second coast of Yayin we say b'behilu with Zrizus, with behilus we left Mitzrayim. So from all of these sources, we've proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that Zrizus is one of the Iker and Yanim of the Korban Pesach. Pesach and Zrizus are intertwined. We left Mitzrayim with Zrizus. The Korban Pesach has to be done with Zrizus. The Bnei Chabur involved in the Korban Pesach have Zrizas. Pesach is Zrizas. What's the special relationship between Zrizas and Pesach more than all mitzvahs and Zrizas? All mitzvahs we know, anyone who opens up a Musar Sefer knows that all mitzvahs have to be done with Zrizas. What is the special relationship? You can also add that we know that the makor for Zrizas in the Gemara is mitzvah abali ushmartem es ha matzos. We read, don't read matzos, read mitzvahs. Mitzvah abali yotcha al tachmitzena. So we see that the mitzvahs, matzos, mitzvahs, abali yotcha al tachmitzena, it's talking about all mitzvahs. But there's a special relationship, obviously, between matzah, because it's learned from the word matzos, mitzvahs, matzos, al kach mitzena, don't let it become chametz, rather grab it, do it with zrizas. So we see again this inyan of Pesach being connected to zrizas. Not only that, we can also add that Avram Avinu, when he served his guests, he was vayar, vayaretz lekrasam, he kept running here, running there, vayamaher, all these lashonos of doing everything quickly, and what was he giving them? Say Chazal, Lushi, Vasi, Ugos, he was giving them matzahs. So again, you see the relationship between matzahs and zrizas. Not only that, where is the limud that a person should do mitzvahs with zrizas? Zrizin makdim in the mitzvahs? In the Gemara and Pesachim? So it's no coincidence that dafka in the Gemara and Pesachim, we learn that a person has to do mitzvahs bezrizas, that bris milah has to be done bezrizas, as we learn from Avram Avinu, vayashkem Avram baboker. The beginning, I think it's Pesachim daf dalet. So we see the relationship between Pesach, Korban Pesach, Chag Pesach, and zrizas. So what is this relationship? So explains the Talmud Rebbe Shlita based and a medrash in the Mechilta of Rabbi Yishmael, in the Masechta, the Pischa, Parsha Hei. It says in the medrash that when we took the Korban Pesach, the purpose of taking the Korban Pesach was to separate us from Avodah Zarah. That Mishchu Yedecha me Avodah Zarah v'hidabku b'mitzvahs. We were supposed to draw our hands. That's Mishchu Kulachem. We're supposed to take away our hands from the Avodah Zarah and do mitzvahs. And that, the Medrash goes on, it's Marich, that that's the purpose of the Korban Pesach. Lifrosh, to separate us from Avodah Zarah. That, incidentally, those people who get angry at the Rambam for saying that we bring Korbanos, because it was supposed to wean us off Avodah Zarah, it's Kemat Mefurish in the Medrash. Mishchu Yedecha mi Avodah Zarah v'dabku b'mitzvahs. Says the Medrash, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer, Harei, Omer, Velo Shamu HaMoshe Mikotzer Ruach. They didn't listen to Moshe because they had a short spirit. V'chiyesh l'cha Adam shu misbaser b'sura tova v'eno sameach. Is there a person who gets a good tiding, it isn't happy? No la l'cha ben Zachar, you have a son, you're not happy. Your master takes you out l'cheiris, you're not happy. So why does it say Velo Shamu HaMoshe? They didn't listen to Moshe when he gave them the good tidings? Says the Medrash, Hayakasha beinam lifrosh me avodah zarah. It was hard for them to separate from avodah zarah. Va'omer aleim ishi kutze eina v'shlichu v'gulule mitzrayim al titamu. Stay away from those disgusting avodah zarahs. And it was very hard for them. Moshe Rabbeinu had to command them to separate from avodah zarahs, and the Jews were connected to the avodah zarah. So we see that they were taking this Korban Pesach to separate themselves from avodah zarah. What is the connection between Avodah Zarah and Zrizas? So if you open up your Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Vav, Psukim Aleph and Beis, you will read as follows. Kora Bel Kores Nevo. Bel is kneeling. Nevo is doubled over. Hayu Atzabeim Lachaya V'Labehema. Their idols were loaded on beast and animal. Nisuosechem amusos maso avlayefa. It is a burden on the wearing beast. Your bearers are overloaded. It is a burden on a weary beast. Karsu charu yachta v'lo yachlu maleit maso v'nafsham bashvi halacha. They have doubled over and fallen on their knees together. They cannot escape being carried off and have themselves gone into captivity. That's what it says there in the pasuk. So if you look in the Targum Yonasan, it says, Ta'ushon yakirin al natlehon. These avodah zarahs are heavy. Or as Rashi says, Kvedos heim lamos kemasa la'adam ayef. Lefikach karsu karu yachtav. They're kneeling over because the avodah zarah is so heavy. So we see from the Rashi and the Targum and also the Radak that the inyan of avodah zarah is kvedus, is heaviness. Like it says in the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Chaf Amud Beis, Al tikri kvodo ela kvedo. Avodah zarah is heavy. Avodah zarah is atzlus. It says in the Gemara in Tainis, Ba'atzal taim yimach ha-mekare b'shvil atzlus shahay b'Yisrael shal asku b'torah nas esonu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach vein mach ela ani, because we were so lazy and we weren't learning Torah. We became poor because of atzlus, because we were lazy and we didn't learn Torah, we became poor. So you see that Avodas Hashem is not supposed to be done with atzlus, the atzal taim. It's supposed to be done with chiyus. And the inyan of Avodas, and because we didn't have chiyus, we were punished. We got in trouble. And Avodas Zarah, the inyan of Avodas Zarah is kvedus. So that's two extremes. There's the kvedus, the heaviness of Avodas Zarah. Avodas Zarah weighs us down, and the learning of Torah should be done with chiyus, with lightness, with excitement. So now let's take it a step further. Now that we've established the relationship between Pesach and Zrizus, and now that we've seen that the purpose of the Karban Pesach was to help us separate ourselves from Avodah Zarah, Mishchu Yedecha Me'Avodah Zarah V'Dabku B'Mitzvahs, and it was hard for the Jewish people to do that. They didn't want to draw their hands from Avodah Zarah. They were connected to their Avodah Zarah. And then we saw from the Rashi and the Targum and in Sefer Yeshayahu that the inyan of Avodah Zarah is heaviness. And we see from the Gemara in Tainus and Zion Amud Beis, Batzal Taim Yimach HaMakor, because we were lazy and we didn't learn Torah, we became poor, because Torah is not supposed to be done with laziness. Torah is supposed to be done with excitement, with zrizus, with chiyus. And of the inyan of Avodah Zarah is kvedus and atzlus. Let's take it a step further. There's a Rashba in his Chedushim to Meseches Bava Kama. No, I didn't know this Rashba on my own. The Talmud Rebbe quotes this Rashba. You have to know all the Rashba in Meseches Bava Kama. Daf Tzadi Zayin, he says this. That Stam Avodim are at Salem Hain. Stam servants are lazy. Why is that? So, I'll explain this based on something I once heard many years. I once heard that there's nobody as lazy as a Cantonist. That's the expression they used to have in Europe. What's a Cantonist? They used to take children at the age of 8, 9, 10, 11, and they would forcibly draft them into the Russian army, and they would serve for 20, 30 years. Those were the Cantonistim. They said there's nobody so lazy like a Cantonist. Why? Because for so many years they're being bossed around and they're given orders. The second there are no more orders, they don't want to do a thing. They're only moving because of the orders. They have no life, they have no chiyus. And maybe that's Pshat in the Rashba and Bava Kama Tzadi Zayin that we quoted. Stam avodim atzlanim, they're lazy. They don't want to do anything, they don't want to move. Because they only move if they're commanded. The second they're not commanded, they don't want to move anymore. So here we have the Jewish people. The Jewish people have been servants now for 210 years. They don't want to move anymore. They just, if nobody's commanding them, then they just want to stay put. It's taken such a deep root in their soul, mushrash b'nafsham, that they can only move if they're commanded. And they don't want to hear the command. If they hear the command, they don't want to move. But they have to. As long as they're avadim, they have to. But now that they're not avadim, so now they're going to be lazy again, like the Cantonist. Can't get him to move. He sees a couch potato for the rest of his life. He's had it. So these Jews, after so many years, they've had it. They've had it, or they don't want to be told, that they just want to stay put. Inertia. They want to be immobile. People have mobile phones. They want to be immobile people. And not only that, they've been connected to Avodah Zarah. Halalu of the Avodah Zarah, halalu of the Avodah Zarah, says the Medrash. The Jews and the Mitzvah are both of the Avodah Zarah. And that brings one to a tchun of kvedus, of heaviness, as we saw. So being an Eved, and being an Obed Avodah Zarah, makes one a shafel, a lazy person. So what do we have to do now? Now that we're leaving Egypt, we need to go to the other extreme. We need extra special zrizus now. As the Rambam says, you always have to go to the other extreme. Now we have to learn this meat of zrizus and avodas Hashem. Zrizus is pointed out by Rav Huttner and his Pachat Yitzchak, and Rabbi Gedal Yeshur, and Or Gedal Yo, and in other svarim. Zrizus isn't just a maila. It says that al tachmitzu es hamitzvus. Chametz isn't just a lack of a maila. Chametz is inherently flawed. A mitzvah that's done without zrizus is inherently flawed. And the Futner explains this, not just because you're going to lose out on the mitzvah, that's the simple explanation, but in a much deeper level, it's the first maimer of Pachad Yitzchak. Rav Futner says, because we're the Amanetzach, we're above time. And if we're above time, we got to do things bezrizus to show that we have as little time as possible in the doing of the mitzvah. Hu yinagenu al mus al mavis. We're above death. We're Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is above time. Am Anetzach. So back to our show here. Now we're in Mitzrayim, and we have this tchun of atzlus, of laziness. Laziness because of our avodah zarah. Laziness because of being an avadim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn this meat of zrizus, which is so critical. So what does he do? He tells us, V'kacha tochlu, oso masnechem chagurim, na'alechem b'raglechem, u'maklechem b'yetchem, ve'achaltem oso b'chipazon. The Korban Pesach has to be eaten with chipazon, hurriedly. Pesach hu Hashem. And again in Dvarim, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Gimel, Lo sochal alav chametz shivas yamim tochal alav matzis lechem oni. Ki b'chipazon yatzazim mitzayim, we left b'chipazon. Or like the Rambam starts off his Nisach HaGadah. B'bihilu. On the Kos Sheni, I don't know if it's at the very beginning, but in the Kos Sheni we say, b'bihilu yatzanu mitzrayim. We went out b'bihilu, we have to go to the other extreme. We were lazy. And now we have to go with extra special alacrity in order to uproot this mad meat of laziness. And that's also what it says in the Shir HaShirim Rabbah, in Parsha Beis, that we were, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goel us, it says, since Hashem wants our geula, hol v'uchafetz b'gulaschem, even though we're filled with avodah zarah, eino maybe b'avodas kochavim shelachem, God isn't going to look at our avodah zarah, ela medaleg ala harim vein harim ela avodas kochavim, God's going to jump over the mountains. This inyan of dilug is the opposite of avodah zarah. Dilug is laziness, is heaviness, is I'm not moving. And medalig is skipping, jumping, chiyus, life. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to redeem us. So now we've been zochet to see the special relationship between Pesach and Zrizus. After being in a matzav of Avadim and over the Avodah Zarah that caused us to be lazy, now we want to overcome that and become people of Zrizus, go to the other extreme. B'behilu yatzasim Mitzrayim. B'chipazon, we're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach and the matzahs. B'chipazon, and we saw the Gemaras earlier in Psachim, Iboilu lazruzin afshayu, that when you bring the Korban Pesach, you shouldn't be in the third group. Should be in one of the earlier groups because of Zrizus. And that a father would say to his children, whoever gets to Yerushalayim first is Zoch in the Korban Pesach for him and his siblings. In order, Lizruzei, Kidei Lizarzen b'mitzvahs, to give them the special meat of Zrizus. And the girls who came first were Zrizim. And the ones who didn't were Shfalim. Shfalim, like Ovdi Avodah Zarah, that's the meat of Ovdi Avodah Zarah, is Atzlus. The meat of Avdus is Atzlus, and b'chol dor v'dor. In every generation we're leaving Egypt, in every generation we have to have this Zrizus. Bavur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it to me. And that's why this Shabbos HaGadol, when they took the Korban Pesach, is the Shabbos that fights against Rizah, is fights against Atzlus. It's interesting. It says in the Torah, in Orach Chaim, in Siman Tov Lamed, that they call it Shabbos HaGadol. Why? Because we had a Nes Gadol. Because they took the Korban Pesach on the 10th, which was Shabbos, which actually this year, the 10th is Shabbos. And they tied it to their beds. And the Mitzvim said, what are you doing? And they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to shut this Korban Pesach. And the Mitzvim weren't so thrilled that their gods are being killed. But there was nothing they can do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace. They couldn't protest. So we have to understand, why are they tying it to the bed? They could tie it to anything. Says the Rebbe Shlita, beautiful. What is a bed? A bed is a symbol of laziness. As it says in Mishlei and Perek Vav, Ad Masai Otzel Tishkav Masai Takum Mishinascha. You lazy man, how long are you going to be lazy and lie down? When are you going to get up from your bed? When are you going to get up from your sleep? And it says also in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yedalet in Mishlei, Hadeles Tasu Vatsira Va'otzel Al Mitaso, that the bed, that the door will go around on its hinge, and a lazy person lies on his bed. So you know why the Jewish people tied it to their beds? Because they understood what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. He wanted them to uproot this midah of laziness. So they took this kli of laziness, this bed, and they tied the Korban Pesach to the bed as if to show we want to uproot the midah of bed. Once heard an idea that somebody once said, some rebbe once said, that in Olam Hazeh, if a person makes his bed into a kever, and when he dies, his kever is going to be a bed. He's going to have a nice time for the rest of eternity. But if in this world, he doesn't make the bed into a kever, he's in love with his bed, then oy vavoy. Our bed has to be like a kever, then our kever will be a bed. It'll be gevaldik. You go into bed, you say, what can I do? It's 1:30 in the morning. Tired, I have to get up for seeking. I have to go to bed. Can't move anymore. Can't keep my eyes open. It's a kever. Malasot, I got to do it. I don't want to go, but I have to go. But if a person's bed isn't the kever. He's in love with his bed. Oh, this is great. Oh, my bed. He kisses his bed. He hugs his bed. He's so happy with his bed. He wants to stay as much time as possible in his bed. Oy vavoy lo. So, sweetest friends, we see now the beautiful connection between Pesach and Zrizus. Because Pesach, we have to stress this Zrizus, the opposite of Atzlus. You have to do everything with alacrity, with excitement, quickly. Gich, gich. You ever go to see matzah baking? Everything is done. Gich, gich, gich. Can't be more than a meal. It can't be more than 18 minutes. Everyone's doing it quickly. Anything after 18 minutes, boom. Can't eat it. Can't touch it. Throw it away. Pesach is Zrizus. And now we can come back and we can understand Rashi in this week's parasha, and Parashas Tzav, parasha of Shabbos HaGadol usually. Rashi says that the Tzav is a Zeruz for now and for the generations. What's the special relationship between Zrizus and the Korban Olah? We said that there are other Korbanos as well. So why do you need special Zrizus for the Korban Olah? The answer is, why do we bring a Korban Olah? Because of Erhurim Raim, because we had bad thoughts. It's mechaper on bad thoughts. Now the heart that thinks quickly, the mind thinks quickly because it doesn't have to do anything. And therefore the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph, Hirhure Aveira, Kashume Aveira. It's worse to think, the thought of sin is worse than sin. Hirhure Aveira. Why are Hirhure Aveira so bad? Says the Ein Yaakov, the Mefarish to the Ein Yaakov, because Hirhur is Chofez Ala Adam. Hirhur just jumps on you. It comes quickly. We all know that's the way thoughts are. You don't have to do anything, it just jumps on you. Like it says in the Gemara Nazir, in the Gemara Nedarim, and Daf Tes Amud Beis, about the Nazir from the Darum, from the south. He says, why did he become a Nazir? He's walking by a river, a lake, and he sees his image, and he looks at himself, and he says, boy, you're gorgeous. Upachaz ala yitzri ubikesh letardeni min ha'olam. And my yetzer jumped on me and wanted to remove me from this world. So what's the root of hira aveira? Mihirus. It just jumped on me quickly. And therefore Rishayim do so many aveiras because they don't think much before they do anything. They just do. They just act. So what's the eitz against hira alev? Hira alev that comes so quickly that just jumps on you. The answer is arzrizus, zeluma zeh. And that's why when you bring the carbon ola, the carbon ola has to be done bizrizus. It's a zeriz. Miyadu lidoros, Rashi says. Savis Aaron vesbanov. Ain't sava lasin zeriz miyadu lidoros. You need special zrizus when bringing the ola. Beautiful. The Rebbe says such geshmaka toris. Wow. The zeriz is that just like the aveira that you're being mechaper for is one of zrizus, that the thoughts just jumped into your mind. In order to be mechaper for that, we need to do the carbon bezrizus. That's why it's dafka, the carbon ola. Sweetest friends, that's our avoda now. We were in this terrible matzav of being in Mitzrayim for 210 years, being avodim, being ovdei avodah zara. And then what? And then what? And then we were liable to fall into this state of atzlus. The welt ist vermacht. The world is closed. We don't want to do anything. We just want to lie in our beds and relax finally. We're no longer avodim. We want to live an avodah zaradika life, one of kvedus, one of heaviness. I don't want to go here. I don't want to go there. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, no, we have to uproot this terrible midah from our souls. And we have to work bezrizus. And that's what the Karban Pesach is, the Karban Pesach tied to the bed, taken 4 days before. You learn from Avram Avinu, the same Avram Avinu who bezrizus, Lushi Vasi Ugos, he's running around, he tells Sarah, make for them quickly. Make matzahs for them. Matzahs to be eaten quickly. Bechipazon. Bechipazon we ate when we left Mitzrayim. Bebehilu we left Mitzrayim. And that's to uproot this midah of laziness. And in fact, we find people who went through the Holocaust, who were avadim, and they could have come after the Holocaust and said, we just want to chill now. They're going through all that hell. We just want to relax, want to kick back. And they didn't. And they got to work. They got to work physically. The people worked hard. You ask anybody who came from that generation, they didn't have a father and a father-in-law who's going to support them for 10 years. And to relax, and a family business to go into, or to sit in kollel. Woo! They worked hard. They worked hard. They worked hard in gashmias, and they worked hard in ruchnias. And you see the results in this generation that people raised doros yisharim avorach. They raised generations of blessed children of yirei shemayim and ovdei Hashem. And unfortunately, the mid of atzlus has a little bit seeped into our generation, where we're so spoiled. And so many children have everything handed to them on a silver platter, and they never had to work hard because of their parents and grandparents. And we have to uproot that. Whatever we're doing, a person sitting and learning, he has to be like in the army. In the army, you get up in the morning, they give you 7 minutes. 7 minutes, you're ready, you're standing, your boots are on, your uniform is on, you're holding your gun, you're at attention. A person gets up for minyan, it's the same way. A person has to go to Seder, he doesn't come late. Person's in the army, he takes a 4-hour nap in the afternoon. I want a nap, Mr. Mifakade. No, no, no. But in yeshiva, people allow themselves. But even if a person has a job, he's not allowed to do that. A person should take his Torah no less seriously than his job. And when a person's at his job, everything should be done by zrizus. That he should have this mid of zrizus in his soul. That if he has zrizus and mili da'alman in material matters, he'll have zrizus also in his avodas Hashem. Not to get used to being lazy, not to find the easy way out of things, to do things right. When you do things right, you can do everything right. And that, sweetest friends, is the lesson of Parashas Tzav, the lesson of Shabbos HaGadol, the lesson of Pesach, and we should be zochem mit Hashem, to internalize all of these lessons, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'zrizus, with a lightness, with a simcha, with chiyus. We know that when a person is b'simcha, he does things b'zrizus, and in that tzchus, we should be zoche, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be goel us. Acher is kereshes, kimei tzeischa meir, svitzrayim arenu leflos. V'vias Mashiach Tzidkenu, v'nehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein, shalom shalom, sweetest friends, and have the most zarizdik of Pesach of your lives.